ABC Radio Australia.
Kiribati's former president, Anote Tong, has weighed into the proposal of a grand compact for the Pacific with Australia, saying that it'd be a difficult one for small island countries like his to turn down. Now, this suggestion of the grand compact has been made by a leading Australian security expert, Professor John Blaxland, who says that Australia could allow people from Kiribati, Tuvalu, Tonga and Nauru to either have permanent residency or even citizenship in return for Australia managing their country's vast and valuable exclusive economic zones. Now, his idea was one of the submissions that have been made so far to an Australian parliamentary inquiry that's underway looking at Australia's defence relationships with the Pacific. Our reporter Evan Wasuka has been taking a look at this and joins me now. Evan, briefly just bring us up to speed about this proposal of the Grand Compact.
Well, Catherine, this proposal has been gaining publicity since it was submitted and made public late last week as part of that parliamentary inquiry into Australia's defence relations with the Pacific. As you said, John Blaxland is the one who's proposed it. He's a professor of international security and intelligence studies at the Australian National University and suggests the Grand Compact would be part of Australia's so-called Pacific Step Up. He says his idea is similar to the arrangement that New Zealand has with Cook Islands and Niue and what the US provides for countries in Micronesia. They still govern themselves, but the US provides billions of dollars in financial assistance and defense support. Now, he believes that there's a need for this kind of arrangement for the small island nations of Kiribati, Nauru, Tuvalu, and Tonga, not just because of the current geopolitical competition in the region between China and the US, but also the environmental threats they face and the need to be able to better manage the exclusive economic zones, including the security. Professor Blaxland says the idea may be new for Australia, but similar arrangements already work in the Pacific.
There is established precedent for this kind of activity where Cook Islands and Niue are respectfully and constructively engaged from New Zealand in a way that is of mutual benefit to the people of the Cook Islands and Niue and to the New Zealanders.
That is a little of what John Blaxland had to say about this proposal. It is just a proposal, one of several submissions to this inquiry. Nothing may happen of it, and we have been waiting for reaction from the Pacific region to it. So what do we know so far, Evan?
Well, Catherine, it's still early days yet. This proposal was published only last week, and we've reached out to governments of countries like Kiribati and Tuvalu, but haven't had a response yet. Now, this idea isn't entirely new. Australia's former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, proposed something very similar late last year, but it was heavily criticised by one Pacific leader as being imperialistic, Enle Sopoanga, who was then the Prime Minister of Tuvalu at the time. Now, I spoke to former Kiribati President Anote Tong for his thoughts about this Grand Pacific Compact. While he is supportive of the idea, he says it should be recognised as a security proposal first, rather than an environmental or economic one.
I think it would be an arrangement which would be difficult for most of the Pacific countries named to turn down. I mean, we've been watching what's been happening with the New Zealand and Cook Islands, Niue, and also with the United States and the Micronesian countries. And so it's a very interesting concept, but it's got to be seen as not an attempt to recolonize these newly independent countries.
The main idea is that Kiribati and other countries would have access to residencies and citizenship in Australia in return for Australia managing their exclusive economic zone. Do you think that would be acceptable to Kiribati?
I remember Kevin Rudd referring to something like that much earlier. I think it could work, but it must not be seen as another grab of the resources available to the countries. If it was something along the lines of what the relationship that New Zealand has with the Cook Islands and Niue, it's going to be difficult to refuse. But if it's perceived as Australia taking over the resources, the vast resources of the exclusive economic zones of these countries, I think there may be some slight hesitation. We've got to be mindful that it's not just about the resources. There is also very much the security component. And this has been brought out much more strongly with the more aggressive engagement of China in the Pacific region.
Do you think this idea could get more traction if it were, if it came through and a body like the Pacific Islands Forum. Right now, it's part of a proposal before the Australian Parliamentary Inquiry.
I think it's certainly an issue that the countries would want to discuss. I suspect maybe not on the wider level. I would, if I was in charge in Kiribati right now, I would want it to be discussed on the one-to-one basis initially, because I would want to look at the details, what it means in terms of Australia taking over control of the resources, which is exactly the same kind of concerns we are now seeing with what China is doing in the region with the debt trap and the possibility and the concern that China may be in the process of taking over some very critical assets in the countries in time and taking over control.
Some say this is a reaction to China's growing influence in the region and Australia's need to counter that.
Oh, definitely the case, yes. I mean, there was a time, and I recall very distinctly, when Australia used to be very protective of its strong relations with China, even going to the extent of bullying some of the countries, including Kiribati, that had relations with Taiwan at the time. Of course, the situation is very different today, especially with the China not being what China was 20 years ago, and with a much more aggressive campaign of getting global control. And so I see this more as a security issue rather than, and it's got to be couched as such.